Welcome back to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. I'm so excited. Kimberly Imo is back with me again today. She's an amazing teacher. She's a designer. She's an author. And what I wanted to have her come back on and talk to me about is rulers, and specifically specialty rulers. Kimberly loves specialty rulers. A lot of you have them. A lot of you have them and don't know what to do with them. And I thought it would be really great to sort of explore the concept of a specialty ruler and why they can be so incredible for your workflow. So, Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me back, Pat. I'm just really excited to be talking to you again.
You know, specialty rulers, you really are an advocate. I mean, not only do you use them, but you've designed some yourself. And so first, tell me a little bit about, or just sort of describe, what is the difference between what I would call like a standard ruler that we all work with and a specialty ruler?
Sure. A standard ruler are the rulers that we all use and love for just regular quilt making. They can be the 6x24, which seems to be one that everyone needs to have. Mm-hmm. It has just regular inch marks, or in some cases metric markings, but we'll use inch marks for today. Mm-hmm. And they have the inch marks and quarter and eighth inch markings on them. And most of them, or some of these standard rulers, have the 45-degree line, the 60-degree line, and they tend to be either rectangles or squares. And if you were going to be lost on a desert island and you could only take one quilting ruler, that would be the one you would take, that 6x24-inch ruler, because basically you can do everything you need to do with that one ruler. It just makes it a little harder if you want to cut some funky shapes.
Right, right. So all of us are kind of, I think we can all sort of get that part. Like, you know,
right.
And I would have to have a square ruler to go on the desert
yes.
island, yes, because
that's
I love
right.
my half square triangles, and squaring up triangles with a rectangle is not good. So specialty rulers. There must
right.
be, I don't know, 3 million of them on the market now.
A zillion at least. Right.
They started out very slowly and then have just exploded as people have kind of got their creative juices going, and several
right.
companies will manufacture them. And so when did you first, and especially rulers will do a specific, often one specific task or one sort of small
right.
group
and
of
that,
tasks.
Right, and you just hit the nail on the head. Specialty mm-hmm. rulers are designed by someone to do a specific task, to create a specific unit in quilt making, or do something specialized. When I designed my specialty rulers, it was a case of see a need, fill a need. I just thought that the first one I designed was the easy flying geese ruler. And I just thought, well, there wasn't really a method out there that I really liked for making flying geese. And yet I love making flying geese.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us know how to make flying geese traditionally with just rectangles and squares.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, you know, they come out a little wonky, or you have to cut off the side triangles. And, you know, mm-hmm. people always say, I'm going to make something with those side triangles. But in my case, I never did. So I didn't want to waste fabric anymore. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to make the flying geese units from half or whole sizes. I didn't want to mess with strange cutting, strange amounts like 2 7/8 or anything weird. I wanted to be able to cut my units from strips, not waste any fabric, and I didn't want to do the math. So that's how it kind of came about.
You know, that's interesting, because you actually were there thinking, I need a tool
yes.
to make my life easier.
Yes.
And so
it just kind of evolved from there, and I thought, well, what are the methods that are out there now? And I did some research. I looked at mm-hmm. the few methods at the time that were out there, and this is about 10 years ago, and kind of made notes about what I liked or what I didn't like about the rulers that were out there to make flying geese. And I made those notes and did the research, and then thought, now what are the things I want? And I thought, well, the first thing I want is I want all the math built in. And I don't want to have to think about the math. I want to have one number in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started working backwards from that perspective. And that's what, when I teach, I want to make it really easy for other people. I want to make them say, oh, I can do that. That's
mm-hmm.
really easy. So one of the things that's really important to me about specialty rulers is making sure that the ruler itself, or at least the ones I design or use, are self-explanatory. I don't want to have to go search for the instruction sheet that came with it 6 months from now.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to pick it up and know how to use it, or everything needs to be on the ruler itself. So it's pretty self-explanatory. And I think that's kind of what separates a good specialty ruler from one that's maybe not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that experience where you've seen a demo at a show and got all excited about it and then got home and 6 months later you couldn't remember how to use it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah. We all have those rulers. And then you
and then you go to
another class and you're like, I think I have that ruler, you know? That's, what was that for?
So, right. Or you pull a ruler out that you haven't seen in a while, and you're like, why did I buy this? I can't remember.
I think that it's so critical what you just said about having the ruler either having directions right on it, or it's so self-explanatory, you
right.
know, that somebody can pick it up. Now, I love that yours are made by Easy.
Right.
And it's called Easy Flying Geese Ruler, the one that we were just discussing. And you say, no math, no waste of fabric, no stress. It's like,
Right. Yes. the other ruler that I'm designed that I use a lot, it's kind of my little go-to ruler, is my Easy Jelly Roll ruler. Mm-hmm. And I literally, again, it was see a need, fill a need. I had started designing quilts for my second book of jelly roll quilts,
mm-hmm.
and I just thought, you know what, I'm just making the same cuts over and over and over again, and from either layer cakes, which are 10-inch squares, or those strips, 2.5-inch strips, and I thought, you know, I really want to make it so I can see all the markings of the cuts that I make over and over and over again. And the other thing was, because we're all, you know, getting on in years,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't see late at night when I was working with regular, you know, black ink, and I thought, well, I need a ruler that's got bright mint green so it shows up when I'm working at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it. And that's literally how that ruler came about. It was just kind of my little go-to ruler that I can grab. It's 5 by 10 inches, which is half of a layer cake right there. But all the other markings on it are just so clear and easy to see, so you can make those cuts at a quick glance.
Now, this one, what is its purpose? Since, you know, it's called a jelly roll ruler, but why would you use this versus a standard ruler? What makes it easier?
Just those mint green lines.
Okay,
I also took off all the 1/8-inch markings. Because when you're working with pre-cuts especially,
mm-hmm.
you almost never cut anything with an 1/8-inch increment.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
always quarter, half, and whole sizes. And I thought, I need to make this ruler clear and easy to use, self-explanatory, so that when you lay it down on your fabric pieces, you can just see really fast exactly how to line things up. So can you use it for other projects? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It was a case of just wanting to have something that was quick and easy and easy to carry to class.
Yeah, that's a great size. Yeah, for
it
that.
Is.
Yeah, it's a great size. So when somebody goes out and is contemplating, I mean, we did say about being sure you understood it, but what other kind of tip can you give people for contemplating picking up a specialty ruler?
Absolutely. You know what? Do a little bit of research on the internet if you have access to
mm-hmm.
the internet as far as seeing if there's accompanying videos out there. A lot of people who design these specialty rulers have free YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it really easy to, you know, log on, watch a 5-minute video, and see visually how it's done. If you don't hang on to those instructions that come with it, you know, if you have these accompanying videos or a place
mm-hmm.
that you can go, a website, just makes it really easy and fun to be able to see how to use those rulers.
That's an excellent tip. Now, how do you store yours?
Oh, I have a great method, and it's something that you can buy at, you know, any of these local quilt shops or your local discount fabric stores. It's a little wood grooved tool, or it's like a little base,
mm-hmm.
and it's just made of wood, and it's got grooves in it, and I store all my rulers standing up. At one time, I had pegboards on the
mm-hmm.
wall and hung them on pegboards, but I just found that kind of took up more space, and right now I don't happen to have a lot of wall space.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that I could store a lot of rulers in a small basically a cabinet all standing up on end, and that way I can, you know, kind of stack them by size from tallest to lowest down front and see everything that I need at a glance.
Perfect. Well, we're going to switch gears here right at the end because I want you to tell us about your newest book that's coming out.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's called Modern Quilts and More.
Yay.
It's my fifth book. I'm really excited. I've always been a traditionally based quilter and piecer, but I do love that modern aesthetic. I love all the bright, clean, clear colors and, you know, saturated colors and use of negative space. And I just thought, I think there's a lot of other people out there that enjoy that kind of look, but they maybe don't like to do the improvisational piecing that some modern quilters do. So I thought there's got to be a good way to combine, you know, those traditional units that you recognize and put them into quilts that are modern and fresh and fun and just fun to piece. And I really advocate using a lot of your stash and throwing in an ugly fabric here or there to add some zip. So you don't have to go out and buy a lot. It's just basically using what you have in a new, fresh way.
The cover is stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my
gosh. I love orange.
Oh, my gosh. But it's just stunning. And the quilting is done by who on the cover quilt?
Judy Madsen of Green Fairy Quilts.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the book is just, you can see it on Kimberly's website, Kimberly Imo, all one word, E-I-N-M-O, it's her name. So you have to go check that out.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah. And then
it's coming
just
out next month.
Next month in March 2014. So just before we end here, you have a few things to help people on your website for the rulers, right?
Yes, I have some fun free downloads. I also have a one of the rulers I designed was the Easy Pineapple ruler, which is basically making pineapple blocks from logs, like you would assemble a log cabin block, but you get a pineapple, so you get trapezoids. Really easy. And I have all these accompanying free downloads for using those rulers. It takes all the math out. All you need to do is use the charts, and it's pretty self